With Hurricane Isabel coming on the North Carolina and Virginia coasts, more than 100,000 people are ordered to get out of town, or get away from the shore anyhow. Roads are jammed, even though some people may ignore the evacuation order. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca talked with James Lee Witt, he's the former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, about how people behave in the face of impending dangers.
James Lee Witt, I wanted to ask you about the psychology of preparedness. Do people think differently about emergencies that they have some notice about versus emergencies like earthquakes or terrorism, which happen without warning?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, people sometimes get complacent, but also people tend to think, well, it's not going to happen to me. You know, I can stay here. I don't have to worry about this. And, you know, it's really important that people pay attention to the local officials and the radio and the weather channels and monitor it, you know, for their sake and their family's sake.
Do people prepare better for hurricanes than they might prepare for something that comes out of the blue, like terrorism, because they have more advanced notice and they feel what a pop psychologist might call empowered by that advanced notice?
I think so. I think they do because, simply, you know, the chances of a natural disaster hitting are much higher than what it would be a terrorist event. But we don't want to minimize a terrorist event. We need to stay focused on what our risks are in wherever we live and knowing what that risk is and knowing what to do about it.
The Homeland Security color-coded system can be seen as a way to turn a terrorist event into something more like a hurricane because there's a bit of notice and you have maybe that idea of empowerment again. Do you think that aspect of the color-coded system is working?
Well, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding of the colored code system because I've had people all over the country where I've been say, well, what does that mean? What am I supposed to do?
Whereas with a hurricane, what to do is very clear.
Absolutely.
What about crying wolf, or appearing to, when a hurricane or a blizzard or terrorism doesn't happen, but we were warned about it? Can a government agency do anything about that?
Well, there's always a risk. You know, anytime you put a severe warning out for whatever event that you're potentially facing, we had that very similar situation with Hurricane Floyd, you know, that stayed off the East Coast for so long. We had 4 million people evacuating, and you know, we as professionals need to make sure that when we put a warning out, people understand that this is the best information we have. This is what you need to do to protect yourself and your families.
And finally, something I've wondered about, do most of the deaths or injuries that result from natural disasters, could they have been avoided if people followed FEMA recommendations, or is most of that just unavoidable?
A lot of it is avoidable. We started a program when I was director of FEMA called Project Impact, and it was about helping communities to help themselves, forming a public-private partnership in a local community, and identifying their risks, then working together through that partnership to implement a plan to minimize it. And it was really successful. We had 250 communities across the country that were high-risk communities that wanted to participate in. And example, Tulsa, Oklahoma, really, really got involved in this because they not only have flood risk, but they have tornado risk. And even the builders and developers that were building new homes became a partner. And one builder told me, said, you know, I just sold 10 houses that I'm going to build. And 9 out of the 10 houses wanted a tornado safe room built in their new house. I said, what happened to that 10th one? He said, well, they were 75 years old and they chose a hot tub. But you can minimize the risk of loss of life. You can even minimize the risk of loss of property by knowing that risk and doing preventive things that will minimize it to your home or your business.
James Lee Witt, former director of FEMA, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.